USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to know which version of the Democratic Party will show up during stimulus negotiations.
They can come to the table, work with Republicans, and engage seriously to make law for the American people, or they can stay on the sidelines, point fingers, and let another rescue package go the same way as the police reform bill they killed back in June.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor. Attorney General Bill Barr continuing to testify before a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee.
In the wake of George Floyd's death, violent rioters and anarchists have hijacked legitimate protests to wreak senseless havoc and destruction on innocent victims.
The Attorney General there discussing the President's decision to send federal troops to protect federal buildings in Oregon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts with their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
Mystery seeds from China are landing in Americans' mailboxes. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
The acting head of the park police says officers followed proper procedures before advancing on protesters in Lafayette Square on June 1st.
Protesters were physically combative with members of law enforcement. The violent protesters injured 50 officers. 11 of my officers were transported to area hospitals, and 3 of them were ultimately admitted.
Acting Chief Gregory Monahan testifying on Capitol Hill today. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The late civil rights icon and Democratic Congressman John Lewis is being honored at the U.S. Capitol. He's lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda, and he's the first African-American lawmaker to receive this tribute. Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver from Missouri remembers his friend, John Lewis.
This was his last great display of power for righteousness, and it was John Lewis, Gettys John Lewis, standing there with a cane in his hand.
A number of federal government workers are filing claims for getting coronavirus on the job. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.